Unit 73, A Short History of Sitcoms. Sitcoms, or situation comedies, have been around since the beginning days of television. Frequently involving families, these early programs conveyed an image of American domestic life that became the yardstick against which many 1950 families measured themselves. Premiering in 1951, I Love Lucy was not only one of the earliest family sitcoms, it also in many ways changed the face of television. This show was the first to be filmed and recorded before a live studio audience, thus providing a laugh track. It was also the first program to use three separate cameras, thereby allowing a much greater diversity of shots. And finally, it introduced a ditzy but clever female lead character whose personality would be copied in many other sitcoms. I Love Lucy, notwithstanding other sitcoms, presented more typical TV families. These generally included a wise father, always dressed in suit and tie, whose job was either unknown or non-existent, a warm, supportive mother who always deferred to the father, and two or three children whose minor scrapes are always resolved by program's end. The Donna Reed Show, Father Knows Best, and Leave It to Beaver were popular shows in this mold. The antecedent of the family sitcom as we know today was in many ways All in the Family. This program replaced the lovable but idealized sitcom dad with a bigoted, ill-tempered loudmouth who seemed like someone we actually knew. All in the Family ushered in the era of more preposterous but ultimately more realistic sitcoms that are still popular today.